Welcome to another edition of Sounds of the Game featuring the Sconce City Beavers here on WesternKansasNews.com. I'm Adam Kadavy. It's on Friday night. It was Military Appreciation Night at Darner Field. Sconce City hosting the Smoky Valley Vikings. The fans would be treated to a good game and a thrilling finish. Sconce City would rally late to win 17-16 over the Vikings in the first ever meeting between the two schools. And this would be one that would be a big game for both sides there. Smoky Valley entered the game undefeated on the road at 2-0. They were 0-3 at home, and Sconce City was trying to stay undefeated in the district play and keep their hopes alive still for a district championship. And they were able to do that on Friday night. Sconce City would get the ball first as Smoky Valley won the toss, elected to defer the second half. Sconce City would get the ball at their own 36-yard line. That's where they would start their series. They would convert two consecutive third downs there. They would be on their seventh play of the drive when Sconce City would strike first on Friday evening.
3 minutes in, no score. First and 10 Beavers as they will split off, throw to the right. Wing T set up, wing to the right. It'll be a toss right side to Jace Thomas. Cuts it in. Now cuts it back. 25-20. Cuts it left side. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Jace Thomas from 35 yards out. And with 8:52 to go first quarter, the cannon fires off at Darner Field. It's 6-0 Beaver.
That was a drive where Sconce City really did a good job of executing good blocking as well downfield, as well as some good running along the way. That was executed well blocking on that 35-yard touchdown run by Jace Thomas. The extra point was kicked in by Brady Welker. 7-0, Sconce City led, 8:52 to go first quarter. That was a 7-play, 64-yard drive that took 3 minutes and 8 seconds off the clock. Smoky Valley would get the ball. They would convert a third down, and then on their second series, they'd throw an incomplete pass on third down. They'd be forced to punt at their own 31. Sconce City would get the football back with 5:16 to go first quarter, first and 10 at their own 38-yard line. With a 7-0 lead, and the Beavers would be faced with a third down out of the first quarter, and they would convert it yet once again.
4:27 to go first quarter. Back to passes. King now under pressure. He loses one. He's looking left. He's just going to tuck it up and run. 45 midfield, first down, escorted out of bounds by Kay Blanchett all the way to the Smoky Valley 46-yard line. That's a gain of 14 on the scramble. And the Beavers are 3-3 on third downs in the opening quarter.
The Kings scramble would put the ball at the Smoky Valley 46-yard line, first down and 10, late first quarter. The Beavers would continue to move the football down the field. They would get it to the 29-yard line. Smoky Valley would call timeout. Then out of the timeout, the Vikings would get a takeaway.
Second and a long 9 for the Beavers as they have it at the right hash mark, moving to the south end zone at the 29 of Smoky Valley. Carson Froh in motion. Play fake by King. Will find it. Oh, it's almost, it is picked off. Picked off that time by Jake Lewis. 50, 45, 40, 35, and Harrison King will bring him down right at the 31 of Scott City. King tried to get it to Carson Froh, maybe slightly behind, but Jake Lucas read it perfectly, and a first turnover of the night.
That was read really nicely there by the safety, or linebacker actually, Jake Lucas, who's lined up as a safety in that set, but he took it all the way back to Scott City territory, all the way to the 32-yard line late first quarter, 2 minutes and 23 seconds ago. Harrison King made a big play as well. That was a touchdown saving tackle. Otherwise, you're looking at a 7-6 or 8-7 lead there for Smoky Valley late first quarter. The Vikings would start at the Scott City 32-yard line. On third down, they would get the first down, but they would give the ball right back to the Beavers.
Third and two here. Smoky Valley 1-2 on third downs. Sconce City leading 7-0 late first. Here's a give to Stamba up the middle. He has the first down as he takes it across the 23.
He loses
to
the ball.
He does lose the football. Sconce City has their first fumble recovery of the year right at the 22-yard line. So a big turnover. Sconce City takes it back.
So the fumble recovery by the Beavers once again was their first fumble recovery this year. And as much as they've had for turnovers, plus minus here, it's been hard to believe over the last two seasons, Sconce City's only forced or has only had two fumble recoveries. But they get the ball at their own 22 with 1:06 to go first half, and they would lead it by the count of 7-0. And at the end of the first quarter, it'd be 7-0 Sconce City. The Beavers would have the ball continuing through the first few minutes of the second quarter. That's where we pick up next here on WesternKansasNews.com.